for not us to trust in you. Always in triumph, and those who trust in you. Thank you, Master, for this moment. I give you the praise and the honor because you are God, Adonai, Elion, El Shaddai. Breathe upon your word today. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Be glorified, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. And you might be seated. I welcome everyone here today to this preservation service for the month of April. You will never live here the same way you came. In Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to get yourself set, because something very solid is about to step into your spirit. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 to verse 34, that is our text. He said, and what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness they were made strong. They waxed valiant in fight and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. The subject is faith for preservation. Faith for preservation. Our objective is to understand the preservation power of faith. By way of introduction, I want to draw your attention to three things. First, we live in an increasingly dangerous and unpredictable world. Increasingly dangerous and unpredictable world. Of course, the Bible says that as we approach the end of the world, the enemy will multiply his evil because he knows his time is short. That was Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Woe unto you, heavens, woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth, for the enemy Yes, go ahead, verse 11. Move on. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great anger, because he knows that his time is short. He has but a short time. So, we live in an increasingly dangerous and unpredictable world. Second, we live in a world in which human wickedness seems to have escalated beyond all proportions. Human wickedness seems to have escalated beyond measure. Wickedness. Someone told me the story yesterday. They were in a vehicle coming from somewhere, and there were these three people inside that vehicle, like a bus or something, that were constantly telling the driver to stop. And as the driver stopped, they would like want to buy things, collect the things from the people, and ask the driver to go without paying. And they kept doing like that. That the rest of the passengers of the vehicle were very angry at the action of the people. The people were looking unusual, very rough. Until it was the whole vehicle that they now ordered to stop. All of you, come down. Bring your bags, and so on and so forth. This brother escaped with his bag. With the skin of his feet, maybe. We live in a world where human wickedness escalated beyond measure. And thirdly, we live in a world where systems of safety and security seem to be failing woefully. We have security problems and safety problems around the world. Some is worse than the other. Like in Nigeria, for example, it appears like as if there is the whole security structure and architecture almost zero. So we live in such a world where these things are clear. Very dangerous, very unpredictable, human wickedness, worldly system of protection seem to be failing in many ways. You heard a testimony the other day where somebody had his escort and everything and was going, and two of the policemen were killed, one ran into the bush. The man was kidnapped and captured. That is, he had full security, let's say, for himself. And yet, that didn't suffice. So, in such a world, if there is any time to keep faith alive, to keep faith awake, it is now. If there is any time to make faith to work, to ensure that your faith is in place, it is now. Why? Because in the Bible, we saw that faith made the saints of old to stop the mouths of lions. Through faith, they stopped the mouths of lions. The mouth of lion is stoppable by faith. They stopped the mouths of lions. That is, they destroyed death, demystified death, mesmerized death. Also, they said that through faith, they destroyed the violence of the fire. They quench the violence of the fire. That is, they cause fire to lose its power to harm. That is, faith made them to cause fire to lose its power of harm. Faith made fire become impotent. There is power in faith.
And I say in the name of Jesus, the next time you come across any form of fire, spiritual or physical fire, that fire shall lose power.
And then among other things, they said, through faith, they escaped the edge of the sword. That is, destructive weapon couldn't penetrate them. True faith. If this is how faith is, then it is not to be allowed to be made the doctrine of a particular church or denomination or sect. If this is how faith is, then survival these days require faith. Do I have a witness in the house? Say amen. You love the Lord? Say it louder. Amen. So permit me to say that faith is an asset of irreplaceable value in a world of danger. Faith is an asset of irreplaceable value in a dangerous world. Faith is our asset of irreplaceable value in a dangerous, deadly world. Full of deadly people. Someone was telling me a story today of how somebody asked him to take him somewhere, and when he came into the place, maybe it was a ritualistic thing, someone just approached him and just plucked his hair on the spot in the place where he went. It took God. He said he felt something in his body on the spot. Now, not that you are accompanying a stranger somewhere. You are accompanying somebody you know somewhere. And he is taking you to destruction. You will not die like chicken. That amen is so paralyzed. Hey! You cannot die like chicken. You shall not die like chicken. You shall not die like chicken. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I can't die like chicken. Let us go. Let's take the journey. Now, how is preservation achieved by faith? I'm going to look at seven things very quickly. How preservation is achieved by faith. Number one, faith increases spiritual power and force field. Force field in and around the life of the child of God. Faith increases spiritual power and force field in and around the life of a child of God. Acts chapter 6, verse 8. Concerning Stephen, the Bible said, and Stephen was full of faith and power. Anywhere you see faith, you see power. Anywhere you see faith, you see force. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 11. Wherefore also, we pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Anywhere you see faith, you see power. Anywhere you see faith, you see force. 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 5. He said, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. What is the meaning of all this to you? Two things. First, faith brings power, and power causes us to trample on serpents and scorpions. And over the power of the enemy without consequence.
Faith brings scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing
shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Am I communicating?
When you are faith-filled, you are powerful. When you are faith-filled, you are powerful.
Do you remember our translation of Luke chapter 10, verse 19? Go after the devil, break his head, destroy his works, and proceed without consequence. Go after the devil, break his head, destroy his works, and proceed without consequence. Move as if nothing happened.
Mahashaga, you cannot be a man of faith and be a spiritual weakling. You can't be faith-filled and be powerless. It's not possible. To be full of faith is to be full of power. If you are lacking in power, upgrade your faith.
That's the first implication, is that faith brings power. Power causes us to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy without consequence. The second implication is faith increases your spiritual force field, making your life unapproachable by the enemy. It increases your spiritual force field. It's something about you. There is something around you. If there's a way to measure spiritual force, like we measure in the physics laboratory,
when you put a man of faith here, and a woman and another man here that has zero faith,
if there is a faithometer, a measuring device that measures faith and that measures faith force, by the time you come across this man,
there is something about him, there is a force around him that makes it impossible for local demons to play around.
There is just something. Am I communicating at all? Because faith is a spiritual force that taps into the omnipotence of God, the vastness of God, the almightiness of God, the badness of God. You see, it is a spiritual force. It taps. It is drawing on the almightiness of God. It is drawing on the omnipotence of God. So when you come around that person, there is something about him that is mightiest. I give you an example. There are some wires you can touch, and it may shake you a little. There is some high tension wire, like the airport grid, that if you touch, it's not shake. Nobody will ask, how is it, except divine intervention. There is another one at Kenji Dam area where they generate hydroelectric power that is standing on the ground. When you are passing by, it is doing. They place a barbed wire very far. Madman is not mad enough to go near it.
In his insanity, he is aware that this is death. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? In his madness, he's aware that this is death that is vibrating. There is an extent you can go, and by the time the thing is through with you, they may not recognize the color of the man's skin. Those are different levels of forces and force fields. That is how men and women of faith are. The level of our faith determines the force and the field we operate in. We have once been in a holdup somewhere in Africa, and some hoodlums with guns arrived at our car. Now, we never knew they had been following us from the airport. When we came to the airport, when we arrived in the country, people came with flowers, with bouquet, all manner of people, white people, black people. There is also some demons may have thought, oh, this is a very big, influential person. Whoever is, they tailed for almost 30 minutes drive, 35, 45 minutes, and then in the holdup, they came. The door where I was sitting was the first place they approached to open the door like this. The man went like this. Only in eternity will he reveal what he felt. The driver drove. They came through the other side again. The gun was already like this. Attempting for where? No move. He also went back. Then the driver, yes, one fell down physically. We don't know whether other vehicles match on him. The driver moved this way. And supernaturally, how the vehicle went over the curb, passing through the midst of them, we went away. They went straight to a police station to report the case. And the police people say, oh, it has been happening in the last 3 weeks that they followed one person and went and killed him right in the hotel. Where he lodged. Another week, they followed another person from the airport, killed him. The police were the ones telling us. This is what was it? This is a spiritual force field. Am I communicating at all? I prophesy today, the next time they send a witch to look for you, he will not return back to tell them a story. He will report straight in hell. He will report straight in hell. That wizard will report straight in hell. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Lift your right and say, Father, I receive spiritual power and force by faith. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. If I stopped here, I already preached. But we have 5-6 more points. Number 2. Faith increases. Let me say it like this. Faith multiplies spiritual strength for the defeat of adversaries and adversities. It multiplies spiritual strength. Before I go far, somebody is asking me, you just talked of spiritual power. You are not talking of spiritual strength. What is the difference? Spiritual power is like when you are given AK-47. Spiritual strength is like when your muscle bulk has increased to a point where you can lift 200 kg instead of 50. Power is more like an equipment, and strength is like an endowment. Am I communicating? Did you hear what I just said? Romans chapter 4 verse 20 told us how Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Faith brings strength. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. The Bible says concerning Sarah, through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive. Through faith, she received strength. Faith men are strong men. No wonder John G. Lake says he is preaching the strong man's gospel. The gospel that binds, that makes men strong. Someone say aloud, amen. Makes you strong. You are not a weakling. You are not a weakling. And if you are not weak, you cannot lose the battle. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. He said, if you faint in the day of adversity, it was because thy strength was small. So if your strength is not small, you don't lose in battles. I prophesy to someone here today, through the faith that will be communicated to you this month, your strength is amplifying. I said your strength is amplifying. This is the meaning of strength. The last time you saw yourself dreaming, you saw that the devil was pursuing, or whoever, or a witch was pursuing, and you were running. Then you built up strength, and you built up strength. Then the next time they saw you, they tried to pursue you, but they are not sure. Because your size has increased in the realm of the spirit. So they are just looking at you, you are looking at them. But you don't have the audacity yet, because you are not even sure of yourself. Then you kept on building your strength. Then the next time they saw you, you open your eyes, then they turned. And then you began to pursue. And the pursuit changed direction. You were the one running before, but they are the ones running now. It's God speaking to somebody here. I see somebody shifting in your level of strength until the devil will be on the run and you will be in the pursuit. Shout the loudest, amen. That's the middle of that. Your strength has increased. They can't fall you down anymore. They can't pin you down anymore. You see, the devil is the same devil. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The devil is also the same. There is no new devil. And the devil has no means of increasing his strength. The devil has no means of increasing his strength. You can increase your strength and face the same devil that has been harassing you all your life. And I announce to you after tonight, that devil that has been harassing you all your life, after tonight, you are shifting in a dimension. And you will beat that devil hands down. There is no witch that is more powerful than Satan. You didn't hear what I just said? There is no witch that is more powerful than Satan. There is no malam, no native doctor more powerful than Satan. And you have the capacity to be more powerful than Satan. Because I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. So the most powerful native doctor in your village is not a threat. Just build power. Increase spiritual muscle. And look for them again. The last time Moses encountered Pharaoh, he was on the run. Then he returned back. The powers of Pharaoh hasn't changed. But something changed in Moses. He began to look for who was looking for him. Where is the Pharaoh? He said, yes. Who is looking over? He said, me. Pharaoh said, who is that bastard bagger there? Bring him. When he came, he said,
He cleaned his eyes. Am I saying, is this not Moses? The one that we are looking for to kill? Moses said, my container may be the same, but content has changed.
Hey! Somebody's power content is changing tonight. If you are that one, shout the loudest, amen! You are about to take witches and wizards by surprise. You are about to take occultists by surprise. We are about to take native doctors by surprise. We are about to take ancestral altars by surprise. Shout the loudest, amen!
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and let's take the journey. See how fast we can rub to wrap up this thing. That is, faith multiplies spiritual strength. Number three, faith gives zero allowance to fear. Which is the magnet of disaster. It gives zero allowance to fear. And you know, of course, fear is the magnet of bad news. Faith is the neutralizer of fear, which is the magnet of calamity. Most people are more a victim of their fears than a victim of the devil itself. I think it's Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he should, by the grace of God, taste death for every man. Go on. Yes, go on to verse 11. 12. All right, keep going. I think I missed someone there. Go on. For as much then, verse 14, as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also likewise himself took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. Now this, verse 15. And deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Not the fear of the devil, the fear of death, the fear of calamity, the fear of disaster, the fear of premature death, the fear of cancer, the fear of kidnapping, the fear of this and the fear of that. Bondage. No wonder Job said, Job chapter 2, 3, verse 24, 25, 24. My sign coming before I eat, and my roarings are poured out like the waters. For the thing which I greatly feared has come on me. What I was afraid of has come on me. I was not in safety. Verse 26. I was not in safety. Neither had I rest. That is, I was stressed. I was anxious. I was tensed up. I was not quiet. Yet, trouble came. That word yet should be, then trouble came. All these things brought the trouble. Am I communicating? There are those who are picturing and permanently imagining their funeral. There are those who are permanently thinking of evil. That is, negative things. Looking for symptoms in their body that did not exist. But faith is the antidote, the neutralizer, is the cancellation of fear. Luke chapter 8, verse 23 to 25. But as they sailed, he fell asleep.
and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. And they came to him, and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? They were afraid. And he was saying, This fear is in existence because your faith is absent. Fear and faith are mutually exclusive, diametrically opposed. Now, we live in a world where the things that will make you fear are plenty. Am I communicating? All you need to do is to turn on the news, listen to the radio, listen to people talk, watch television, watch the network news. Just watch them. And everything is wired to make you afraid. And you must make up your mind that the fear of this world cannot enter my heart. I refuse the fears of this world. And you charge up your faith and you move as if the devil does not exist. Hear this. Before the devil works in your life, he requires the permission of your fear. You didn't hear what I just said? Before the devil functions in your life, he requires the permission of your fear. One man talked about how his friend died rapidly of prostate cancer. He testified on this altar. And he went for the funeral or whatever he is, and on his way back, the symptoms came on him on the spot. And before you could say what's happening, laboratory confirmed that he had prostate cancer. Except that it was destroyed by the power of God. Am I communicating? People, if you don't groom your faith, you will grow in fear. If you don't groom your faith, you will grow in fear. If you don't grow your faith, you are grooming your fear. Very important. So this is what faith does. To deliver you from calamity. To deliver you from disaster. Number four. And then you know that anywhere fear is eliminated, calamity can be averted. Number four, faith triggers the release of joy, and joy releases strength. We already said what strength will do. Faith triggers the release of joy, and joy releases strength. Romans chapter 4, verse 20. The scripture said, He was strong in faith, and he gave praise to God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. You say, Whom you have not seen, you love. In whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. When you believe, you rejoice. When you believe, you rejoice. When you believe, you rejoice. And Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Somebody say loud, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Anyone who believes in God here, shout the loudest, amen. When you believe, you rejoice. When you rejoice, you are strong. When you are strong, you beat the devil hands down. Somebody say amen. Did you see the equation? When you believe, you rejoice. When you rejoice, you are strong. When you are strong, you beat the devil hands down. Are you ready for the next? When you doubt, you are depressed. When you are depressed, you are oppressed. When you are oppressed, the devil beats you hands down. Magalaba is a great equation. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you believe, you rejoice. When you rejoice, you are strong. When you are strong, you beat the devil hands down.
When you doubt, when you are in unbelief, when you fear, you are depressed. When you are depressed, you are oppressed because you are weak. And when you are oppressed, the devil beats you hands down. So, if you want, be playing with depression. Be joking with sadness. It is weakness you are inviting. Did you hear anything this night? That is why what some of us carry electricity everywhere. Just bubbling. If you try me now, start dancing. Don't just try me. Hey! Hey! Electricity, just electricity, vibrancy, effervescence. Does it mean you never hear bad news? Let me give you my phone for 30 minutes. So you can listen to the messages of all the tormented, afflicted, disastrous, calamitous, all manner of terrible news. Per second, I can have up to 2,000 text messages per time that I may not have read. But now I should carry those satanic activities. He's doing overwork in the lives of people.
Hey! Is there anybody with electricity here? You have some spiritual electricity here. Stand on your feet and give him the loudest shout of victory. Somebody say, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. I rejoice, I rejoice, I rejoice, I rejoice. I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong. The devil is defeated, defeated, defeated. Give the Lord a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Mashallah. I have three more to go. Can we finish it up? Number five. Faith attracts. This is very exciting. Faith attracts the manifestation of Jehovah. The manifestation of the Almighty. Faith attracts. Ayagala. God shows up when God cites faith. He shows up when he cites faith without invitation. He shows up when he cites faith. Listen now, as I complete it. To deliver on the object of that faith. God shows up when he cites faith to deliver on the object of that faith. That is, whenever God sees faith, he arrives to deliver to you whatever you are believing him for with that faith. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, according to Archbishop Idahosa. In Daniel chapter 3 and in verse 16, they told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O King.
But if he chooses another approach, let it be known to you that we will not serve your gods. God heard it. God saw faith. Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to go and rehearse an answer. We can answer you now. Our God, who we serve, is able and he is willing and he will. Do you see that? He's able to deliver us and will deliver us. God said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, I saw your faith. I'm not sending an angel. I'm coming in person. Is it not faith that I have seen so? I'm there. And he just won. Nebuchadnezzar cleaned his eyes. Did we not cast 3 men into the fire? But I see 4 men. Didn't we cast 3 men bound? But I see 4 men loose. And the 4th man is not a normal man. The 4th person is not a human being. The 4th person is the Son. Did not we cast 3 men? He answered and said, no, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no heart. And the form of the 4th is like the Son, capital letter S, of God, capital letter G. We are dealing with God the Son. Can I tell you something? After Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego manifested their faith, and they said, our God, whom we serve, will deliver us. Can somebody tell me the prayer of preservation that they prayed after they acted faith? Lord, as we are entering this fire, we have said it too. Please don't disappoint us. For where? Lord, hey, please don't put us to shame. We have believed in you. Let these people not say, where is your faith now? For where? There is an automaticity of the activity of divinity. Somebody say automaticity. Hey! There is an automaticity of the activity of divinity everywhere he recognizes audacity, the audacity of faith. Did you hear what I just said now? There is an automaticity to the activity of divinity whenever he recognizes the audacity of faith. You don't need to beg him. You don't need to pray an extra prayer. There is word. Just relax, madam. Relax. Too much word. Am I communicating here at all? No extra prayer, pray. No extra prayer, pray. You said, your faith said to you, the man that can take my own life and will still have his own life is not born. No woman has born such a man that say, I cut off your breath and then you continue to live. Impossible. Jesus said, no man taketh my life from me. And he said, as my Father sent me, I sent you. See, I am the author of and finisher of your faith. You know how to behave if you see how I behave. See, I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up.
No man, no woman, no devil, no terrorist, no kidnapper, no ritual killer, no disease, no affliction. Take it my life.
And God sees that faith in your heart
and sees it in your mouth.
Then suddenly you are found in a scenario
where it appears like if that faith is about to be confronted,
you don't need to beg him afresh. It just arrives. Terrorists are sleeping. They are all dead overnight. You know the way many of you encounter some of us in the realm of the spirit? Many of them encounter us in the spirit. Many of them have been laid to rest. And more will be laid to rest. There is an automaticity to the activity of divinity whenever he says the audacity. Do you remember Mark chapter 2 verse 1? When Jesus was in the house and it was noise that Jesus was in the house and there was no space anywhere. Everywhere was jammed. Outside the door was jammed. And some people brought their friend that was paralyzed. And they brought him on a stretcher. And when they saw that the ground was choked, they went to the roof. And don't forget it for life. Anywhere the ground is congested, the top is empty. There are times you want to fly, and they say there is no more seat or whatever in the economy class. There will be seat. There will be no challenge in the first class most times of all airlines. If somebody say I don't have a house, it's not that there are no houses. Any house you want in Metama is available. Sokoro. Anywhere. Available for sale. But let's leave that for another day. And the people went to the roof. The healing of their friend was more important than the roof of the house. They tore it apart and dropped the man from the roof. He landed in the front of Jesus. If you like, leave him to die. Do you know what the Bible said? When Jesus saw their faith. Faith can be seen. Faith can be sighted. When he saw, God is waiting to see your faith, and you don't need to. When they laid the man down, I want somebody to tell me the prayer they prayed. Father, our friend, Master, our friend is here. Please heal him. Faith is the summary of most prayers. Now I'm not saying you shouldn't pray. You pray berekatiously. Because praying in the Holy Ghost assists your faith. We'll see that in the course of the month. And he saw their faith. And that was immediate healing. See, anything you believe God for, God will show up to deliver it to you. I can't beg, I can't borrow. I am a giver, I am going to do all the things I need to do, and I will never beg for life. Then God says, you believe me for the soul, you will never, even your generation can't beg. Anything you believe God for, he shows up to deliver it. You believe that he is your defender, he is your protector, he is your deliverer from calamity. He shows up when necessary to confirm that you have not believed in vain. You are loving this. Look at somebody say, I don't believe in vain. I don't believe God in vain. He will come to confirm to you. On Sunday, I announced we are awaiting approval for our construction of the pedestrian bridge here on Sunday, right? Anybody here? Anybody heard the announcement on Sunday? Yeah. 48 hours later, the approval came into our hands. When my wife saw it, say, excuse me, sir, just be talking. Because the things you say come to pass, so be talking.
Hey! Is somebody receiving something here tonight? Lift your right hand and say, I believe. Somebody say louder, amen.
Your faith brings God into the scene of action without extra invitation. That is, I can't die before my time. I must fulfill my day. It doesn't matter how desperate the devil is. I must fulfill my day. I don't care how I'm going to pass through the situation the devil tried, but I must fulfill my days.
And God hears that and God sees that.
And God says, you have overfulfilled your days, Seth. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise.
Let me round off tonight so you don't hear too many things in one night. Number six,
faith is a life fountain that drowns the forces of death and destruction.
It's a life fountain that drowns the forces of death and destruction. It's a life fountain. It drowns the forces of death and destruction.
When you operate in faith, you turn the tap of life on. Faith turns on the tap of life.
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. As it is written, behold, the soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. It's repeated in Romans 1:17. The just shall live by faith. Righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. In Galatians 3:11, it's repeated there, the just shall live by faith. And Hebrews 10:38, the just shall live by faith.
What is the meaning of that? Life is released by the operation of faith. And the way light handles the night, that is how life handles the death.
You are so saturated with life that destruction and death is looking for space it can't find. And even as you are hearing me here tonight, life is saturating your life. It's saturating your system. And every power of premature death around you is broken right now. It's dissolved right now. It's destroyed right now.
When Jesus was to raise Lazarus, he told the family in John chapter 11 verse 40, say, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. That is, your faith will make the glory of God to manifest and raise up your brother. Faith. Now, if you didn't hear anything and you only took point number six, that every time I operate in faith, I am operating in life, in the zone of life, in the arena of life.
If you want me to use the medical word, I will call it zona lifosa.
Anybody here medically oriented? You remember zona granulosa and all the zones in various places? This is zona lifosa. The zone of life. Where the enemy is trying to access and he can't find. And if it is life zone, it's also disease-free zone. Because, as Mitwigu's water, John Gillick said, disease is actually death in process. Today, every death in process and every death itself in form of a virus, a bacteria, a disease in your body, today, they are destroyed to their roots. If you are saying amen, let your amen be loudest. Let your amen be the loudest. Summary is that death is destroyable by faith. So, build your faith. And finally, faith is a weapon of defense against the arrows of destruction. It's a weapon of defense against the arrows of destruction. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16, he said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. It's a shield. It's a takeable shield. Can I give you a demonstration? You just finished eating the scripture. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. You believed it, you ate it, you declared it, I am an untouchable entity. He suffered no man to do them wrong, so to do me wrong is to suffer. You want to suffer, try me. Right? By the time I believe and I think like that, and you know, faith is both a thought pattern, a mindset, a speech, content, lifestyle. You think it, you talk it, you act it, you behave it, you celebrate it. Don't worry, we'll be talking about that in detail in the month. By the time you have thought like that, this is how there is a shield in front of your face. And then from one village, one primordial witch shot an arrow. And he said, that man, in this village, nobody is permitted to go to the level he is trying to go. Let's cut him down. Arrow is coming. Other normal people, their chest is vacant. The harrow seized them and dropped them. Their own. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He suffered no witch. So the shield is in front of you. He just came and backfired. It just came and backfired. It just came and backfired. And before you can say, what is happening? The witch died. And every wizard in the same coven. Because when you are a man of word and a man of faith, you don't move about with an unprotected chest. No. Shield. Shield. Somebody say amen. Amen. That is a mystery. The number of those who died because they wanted to kill you, when you go to heaven, you will find out. The number of those who died because they dared us, there are plenty. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Amen. Lift your right hand and say, I am taking the shield of faith. I'm taking that shield of faith. Taking that shield of faith. Let me round off now. This is your action. It is possible to go through the 7 points, but our time will not fail me. Our time may not permit, but this is your action. Number one, do you love your life? Then build your faith. Because it has been made clear that your life is at the mercy of your faith. Do you really love your life? There is something more important to your life than the dress you are wearing. Something more important to your life than the way you are looking, than your hairstyle. Because many times we waste our time on the things that don't sustain our lives. Endless movies, aimless chattings. There is something more important to your survival, your existence on earth. I can tell you, it's far more important than your food. Because no food has ever stopped a person from being attacked by witches. That is, you ate so the witch couldn't touch you. In fact, the witch can oppress you the more. But faith will kill the witch. No dress has ever protected you from occultic attack. That you were so handsome, they left you alone. You were so beautiful, they celebrated you. No, that will annoy them. But your faith. I'm not saying you should dress shabbily because I don't dress shabbily. I'm not saying that you should not eat food because that will be disastrous. I am saying in all that you do, set your priorities light. Do you love your life? That is life, your life, the life you have. Build your faith. Number two, determine to embark upon the daily intake of the word. That's on a general note. The daily intake of the word. The word of God. Because the word is the food of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Luke 10 and in verse 17. Luke 10 verse 8. This is the word of faith which we preach. Luke 10 8. The word of faith. The word of faith. Oh, am I talking Luke? Sorry, Romans 10:8. It was Romans 10:17. But what said it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Study the Bible. Listen to the Bible. Listen to a message. If you can't finish the whole 1 hour message, break it into two. Listen to the first 30 minutes of it and think about it through the day. Listen to the balance in the night. Take the chapter of a book, a spiritual book, maybe on faith building or anything like that. Just keep your spirit man alive, awake, strong, daily. Except you don't remember to eat. Except you didn't remember to eat. You heard what Job said? I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Was that Job 25:12? Thereabout? I have esteemed 23:12. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. It is only when you didn't remember to eat that you are permitted to forget to study the word. Is it too hard? I structured my life such that it's as if I'm committing sin by eating without taking the word first. God says, seek first the kingdom of God. Anything I do with my life, God must be first. Before I can eat food, let me eat word. Before I can spend money on myself, let me spend it on God. It is called tithe. It's called giving. This church pays tithe. The other day, this is the month of April. The other day, some people had some welfare situations that were urgent. And then we had decided how to assist them. And the accounts came with me to sign the requisition to meet the needs of one or two people that had issues based on how we have seen it. And I said, have we signed the tithe check for this month? That is the church's own tithe. Oh, no, we haven't signed it. All right. We can't sign any other thing until the tithe is checked. Signed. Because God must be given first. Even though this is a giving, let it be God first. Am I communicating? In the same manner, the only time, and you have various options. If the word you are reading, you don't seem to be getting light from it, pick a tape, a CD, a message, in an area where you need help, and then the insight will be brightened for you. In the light of the teacher, you see more light. Pick a book, a chapter, two chapters, a 30-minute reading segment in 1 hour. Let your spirit be fed and let your fear be starved. Let your faith be fed so that your doubt can be starved. Is anybody getting anything here tonight? This is your take home. The only time you will forget to take the word is when you forgot to eat. For man shall not live by bread alone. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. But by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Don't let food run your life. Finally, take up the shield of faith in times of challenge. Know how to take up the shield of faith in times of challenge. What's the meaning of that? Galatians 6:16, we already saw that. That is, embark on focused study, faith-focused study in your area of challenge per time. That is, you are eating the word daily. But suddenly, you saw repeated revelations that the devil is looking for your life. And somebody is saying they are claiming they have seen some things. And somebody sent you a message from the village that some people say this and that and that. Then you take up the shield of faith. You look for messages in that line. Fulfilling your days. They are dead. No weapon formed shall prosper. Power over powers. And they, too needed to be wasted. You look for such acidic messages and charge up your faith in that area. And then you come out with red eyes and you begin to look for the devil. One day I dreamt a dream that I like. When I woke up from that dream,
I said, devil, I am slipping back now. If you are devil enough, return back.
Of course, he cannot return. He couldn't return.
Am I communicating?
Let me say this and I close. When somebody comes in with a very high blood pressure, maybe like 200 over 160 or 200 and something, there is a dose of medication that he is given that is different from the dose he is given to maintain the blood pressure. That first dose that is to bring it down is called a start dose, a push dose, a forceful dose. And then that brings it down and keeps coming down gradually to maybe 140, and then it comes to 120, 80. Then I'll have the next dose called the maintenance dose. That one is not too high, just to keep it where it is. Studying the word daily is your maintenance dose to keep you in the victory mood.
Becoming embarking on very high level focus study
is your start dose when a challenge just appears. You don't sit down and do normal things. You shore up your defenses. You increase your fire. So, if you want faith to be alive, learn to have a maintenance dose and a booster start dose in times of confrontation. And very soon, you will be looking for the devil. And the devil will say, I am not available for you to fight. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. I know somebody here is fully loaded. The devils of your father's house will give up this month. If that amen is too paralyzed. All the forces of hell that will not let you rest, this month they shall be laid to rest. If you love your life, attend to your faith. Listen. All the things that make you too busy for the world. Are you hearing me? Don't consider me a negative prophet. Anything that makes you too busy for God's word and for God will continue if you are not on the earth. All the friends you are chatting with will start chatting with other people. If you are no more alive. Businesses will continue. Everything will go.
It will even appear as if you never existed. I've seen situations where they started sharing the cloth of the person who died before the person was buried.
That is why Paul, you must pay attention to yourself, your life. Don't let anything be too urgent for you to take time with God and to take time with the world. Don't let anything be too urgent. You heard something tonight. If light is not coming to you from the world, pick up a message, a CD, like the message you are hearing now. You can hear it for the next 3 to 4 days. 20 minute segment per day. 30 minute segment. It's about an hour and 20 minutes thereabout. Charge up yourself. You can even take each of the points per day. I mentioned 7 points. Until you come to the point where your spirit is aflame. And what you eat, eats you up. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen.
Somebody say the loudest, amen.
Your future is decided by your feeding, your nutrition. affects your destination. I told my wife a funny story tonight. Before we came for the service, when I was a very small child, going to school, we had to cross the highway to the other side, and there is normally a woman who sells food in front there. And anytime we reach there, I will insist on eating the food first. In the morning, before going to the school. One day, after we did that for a while, me and I think my another brother, my father said, these children are too young. Don't let them be going to school. See, anytime they see this food on the road, they say they must stop and eat first. And it was a particular food I was always requesting to eat, a particular food. I won't tell you the food because it's very funny. My mother said, and that particular food, my wife's people like to eat it a lot, especially the people from our own town. My mother said, this kind of food, you like eating all the time. You will marry from that side, though. You will marry from that side, though. Tonight, I told my wife, I said, and you have not cooked for me that food once in 28 years. I don't even like it now. And to me, that is... Now, she was talking just normally and it became prophetic. Beware your actions of today. They affect your destination tomorrow. Consciously or unconsciously. Consciously or unconsciously. What you eat eats you up. It affects your future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget it. Tonight, don't sleep until you have taken at least 30 minutes with the word. Wait. Raw scripture. CD, preach message like this. Powerful book. Just take it and let it become your pattern. And it's a new day. Lift your two hands, everybody, and let's appreciate God. Lift your hands and appreciate Him. Father, we give you the praise. 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 Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. In Jesus' precious name. We don't have too much to do tonight. Just lift your two hands and say, Father, tonight I have come before you. I receive the grace to pay attention to my faith. I receive the grace to pay attention to my faith. I receive the discipline to maintain a steady diet of the Word of God on a daily basis. I receive the grace to maintain a steady diet of the Word of God in the name of Jesus. And say after me, say, Father, I receive the grace. So take the shield of faith.
Take the shield of faith
when necessary.
When necessary.
I receive that grace. Open your mouth and let's pray. I receive pray in the spirit.
Let the
Lift up your hands.
I know there are people right here in this service. There are those watching online. And there are those in all our locations, because we are connected as one right now in this service of preservation. You are in need of forgiveness for your sins. You want today to come, Jesus to come into your life. You want today to be a new beginning in your life. I'd like you to pray this prayer with me anywhere you are. And say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand up? Wave your hand. You pray that prayer, you meant it. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as they come forward.
He's alive.
Quickly,
amen.
Come forward. I give you the count of seven. The rest of us,
lift your feet. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. Say he's alive.
He's alive. Amen.
He's alive.
Battling with a lifestyle you are not happy with, alcoholism, addictions, every form of battle, masturbation, prostitution, immoral living, cheating, lying, duping, fraud, any form of life you are battling with and struggling with, and you want Jesus to help you, you want to live for him, you want the power of sin broken, pick your Bibles and your bag and quickly come forward.
The Lion of
Keep
Judah,
coming. I'll give you the count of seven. One.
He has given us the victory.
Again
and again.
The Lion of Judah.
Of broken the
Two.
Three.
Again and
again. The Lion of Judah. Four.
He has broken every yoke.
Place your hand on your chest, all of you standing, and pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person.
Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I now pray for every one of you standing. The hold of sin is broken. The power of hell is broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Say a louder amen.